The following episode of Amy's Kids Show was pre-recorded during mud season in Vermont. Enjoy. Rise and shine, everybody. Good morning. It is Saturday, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio. And it's Saturday, and I am so excited to be here. My name is Amy, and this is Amy's Kids Show. And kids of all ages are always invited. We love to get all the kids together from everywhere to play and sing and share stories and learn and just generally have a fantastic Saturday. So I'm so honored to be here. Let me remind you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information can be found about Woodbury Mountain Toys at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. I'm translating for the puppy there. Yes, and not only do I have puppies in the studio today, but I also have other special guests roaming around. And when these folks come together, they're called a crash. So who might I have in the station with me here today to celebrate our very special themes? Well, let me give you a hint. Our themes are skin and sing. Skin and sing. Those are two very strange themes. And when you put them together, I mean, why is that? Why are we putting them together? Well, I can hear some of my special guests in the background there. Well, because last week, if you were tuning in, we learned about how the rhinoceros got his skin, right? We listened to a Just So story, which was read by Jack Nicholson. Some of the grown-ups out there might know Jack Nicholson from some of the movies he was in way back in the day. And he did a really great job of reading the rhinoceros story and how the rhinoceros got his skin. Well, the cool part is not only do we have Jack Nicholson reading the story, but in the background, we had Bobby McFerrin making all kinds of amazing music and sound, which really just brought the whole story together. Oh, and if you hear some of those sounds out there, actually, our special guest, believe it or not, we have a rhinoceros in the studio. I know, he's being very careful not to bump into things. It's really tricky. It's a little bit small in here. The space is kind of small, and there's a table in the way, but he is being as careful as he can be, and I promise to put everything back. But he really wants to talk with you about skin and, yeah, you hear him snorting, and how he loves to sing. What does skin and singing have in common? You know, it's always magical, especially on Saturdays. So thank you for joining me for the magical show. Let's get started.
I got peace. Peace like a river. I got peace. Like a river, I got peace.
Peace like a river,
it's
down in my soul.
I got love,
love like the ocean.
I got love,
love like the ocean.
I got love,
love like the ocean.
It's
down in my soul.
I got joy. I got peace.
peace. He's like a river. I got peace.
He's like a raging river.
I got peace.
He's like a river.
It's
down in my soul.
I got love.
Would make you smile and clap. But though ballet is pretty, it seems to me a pity that she doesn't learn to do the rhinoceros tap.
Hit it, Max!
Tippy-da, da, da, da. Tippy-da, da, da, da. Whenever I'm lonesome, whenever I'm blue, whenever I'm worried, I know what to do. I put on my tap shoes, I wear my best clothes, I start up the music, and here's how it goes. Rhinoceros tap, rhinoceros tap. First you do two shuffles, then you flap, flap, flap. You dig with your heel, and you spank with your toe. And when you pitter, patter, you can really let go. Skeetery cat, stomp, stomp. Rabbity, 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 skeetery cat, stomp. As soon as my friends hear the tappy-tap sound, they all reach to join me from miles around. The cows and the piggies, the buffalo twins, start hoofing in time when the chorus begins. Take it, Marty. Wah, 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 wah. Rhinoceros tap, rhinoceros tap. First you do two shuffles, then you flap, flap, flap. With your heel, and you spank with your toe, and when you pitter patter, you can really let go. Skittery cat, stomp, stomp. Rabbity, 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 skittery cat, stomp. Skittery cat, skittery cat, skittery cat, stomp, stomp. Rabbity hop, rabbity, rabbity, skittery cat. Goes on. My friends are asleep, but I'll dance until dawn. So please won't you join me? The moon is still bright. Our feet can be happy. Our hearts can be light. Let's close it down to a whisper. Rhinoceros tap. Rhinoceros tap. First you do two shuffles, then you flap, flap, flap. You scuff with your heel, and you brush with your toe. You don't have to get a paddle, you can just go slow. Puppy dog one, puppy dog two, puppy dog three. Rabbity sleep. Rabbity sleep, slumbering time. That's all. Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying tap dancing around the house or the barn or the yard or wherever you happen to be at this very moment. I'm here in the station with my special guest who really wanted to come and clarify a few points from last week. Yes, sure. We'll have you come right up to the microphone here. Okay. So last week, we were learning about skin, and I thought it would be a really good way to learn about skin, to learn about rhinoceros skin. And so we listened to a story called How the Rhinoceros Got His Skin, and in the story, it was talking about how itchy and scratchy and uncomfortable rhinoceri can feel in their skin. And we made a couple of comments that our guest wanted to clarify. We were talking about how human skin, that protective layer that covers our entire body, is actually quite thin. It's very thin, about as thick as construction paper or less in some places on our body. And our rhinoceros friend here took a little bit of offense that we were talking about how thick rhinoceros skin can be. So why don't you come on up here?
Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
So, do you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
Okay. I'm the Rhinestone Rhinoceros. Some of you might have heard of me. I'm quite famous for a special quality that I have, and it's not my skin.
Oh, okay. All right, so great. I'm so glad to have, and honored, of course, to have the rhinoceros, the rhinestone rhinoceros, on the show this morning. Thank you for joining me. So what is this about your skin that you wanted to clarify? I had heard that rhinoceri skin can be a couple of inches thick almost. And so, you know, thick skin, you know, sometimes we think of thick skin as being something tough that makes somebody tough and strong.
Well, yeah, that's just what I wanted to clarify. You see, we rhinoceri are actually quite sensitive creatures.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're sensitive, so having thick skin doesn't make you insensitive, actually? It doesn't make you resistant to feelings?
No, actually. Actually, it makes us quite sensitive, more sensitive than other creatures. And that's why sometimes, you know, we get into arguments. We're known for being quite argumentative. And so I'd heard how we got our skin. I knew all about that part. Yes, and I appreciated you sharing that story with the kids and everybody out there, because it's important that they understand how uncomfortable it can be to have itchy skin, but I want them to know that it makes us, you know, very sensitive. We have more feelings, and that's good. That's good, because actually my eyesight is not very good. I can't see things very well, and so sometimes if I see something off in the distance, I might go and try to fight with it, because, you know, I might get scared. I might get mad. I might think it's staring at me and giving me bad looks. And so I sometimes go charge things that I don't need to charge. And I understand, because I have these big pointy horns on my head. And I can hurt other rhinos and I can hurt other things. So I gotta be more careful. So I'm working on that.
Great. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing about your skin. And so how's it going with this sensitive skin? You know, since the story was written and you had the breadcrumbs underneath and they were all itchy, are you finding ways to cope?
Well, yes, actually I am. You know, we rhinos, we've come a long way since that story was written. We've made some friends. You know, making friends is always a good thing. It always helps you feel more safe and secure. So I've got some bird friends.
Oh, bird friends. Yeah, I know a lot of humans out there who like birds, too. And they attract them with all kinds of food and seeds and things to their yard so they can see them and hear them sing.
Well, yeah, actually. And I attract birds to my back because I have lots of ticks and fleas and other things all over my skin. And it just makes me irritable. But my friends can help a lot because they eat those fleas and ticks and things like that.
Well, that's fantastic. So you've made a bunch of friends, and that's really helpful.
Well, yeah. And not only do they help with all the bugs and stuff, of course, I help them by giving them lunch, if you think about it that way. But also, I think I really like them because they've kind of taught me how to sing.
They've taught you how to sing? Well, I've heard of tap dancing rhinoceri, but I've never heard of singing rhinoceri.
Whoa! Just because you haven't heard of them doesn't mean they don't exist. In fact, I'm right here to tell you that they do.
Okay. Well, first, let's focus on one thing at a time. We're going to learn a little bit about the skin. Our friend, the rhinestone rhinoceros, brought us a special story that's going to teach us about the three layers of the skin. The epidermis, which is on the surface, the dermis, which is in the middle, and the subcutaneous fat.
We're going under the surface of the skin, 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 skin. Excuse me.
Well, this is pretty cool. I mean, I see skin all the time. Soft skin, wrinkly skin, light skin, dark skin. But I never thought about what's under the skin.
What's on top is just the beginning of the skin you're in. The skin actually has three layers. There's the epidermis, the dermis, and the subcutaneous fat.
I don't know who gave you your elevator operating license, but I would like to have a word with them.
Oh, Chloe, you don't need a license to operate an elevator.
Okay, my stomach's feeling better.
The epidermis is like a skin cell factory. New cells are being born at the bottom all the time and slowly making their way up to the top. It takes the cells about 4 weeks to get all the way up, and by the time they finally make it to the surface, they're dead.
So I'm like a skin cell graveyard?
Precisely. And you're shedding dead skin cells all the time.
Wow, what else is up here?
The epidermis also contains melanin, and it's what makes skin darker or lighter. The more melanin a person has, the darker their skin will be. Skin comes in many beautiful colors.
I've heard melanin also helps protect you from the sun.
It sure does.
So, what has the dermis done for me lately?
Let's go find out!
Look at all this stuff down here. I see blood vessels, and that's a nerve ending over there. I know nerve endings send messages to the brain, but what is the skin trying to tell the brain?
Well, it's a touchy subject.
Okay, I'm going to guess that that terrible pun means that this has to do with the sense of touch.
Smarter and smarter you get. Think of all the things your skin touches. Rough tree bark, a cold snowball, a nice cup of hot chocolate. Nerve endings read all of these sensations and tell the brain and nervous system about them. Then the brain and nervous system decide if the body needs to respond.
So if I touch something too hot, my nervous system tells my hand to move away from it?
Exactly.
Wow, I never knew my skin was so smart.
And it doesn't just feel hot or cold. Your skin also detects other touches, like tickling.
Hey, what are those things?
Those are your beautiful, your glorious, your fabulous sweat and oil glands. They keep you wonderfully sticky and sweaty.
Ew.
Yes, but a good ooh. Oil glands, or sebaceous glands, make a sticky substance called sebum that moves up to the epidermis, where it creates an oily layer that protects and moistens your skin. Sebum also makes your skin a little waterproof.
But what about the sweat glands?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. The sweat glands start here in the dermis, where they make sweat that travels up.
Slowly, please.
Up to the epidermis, where the sweat comes out of holes called pores.
And the last stop on the skin layer express is the
subcutaneous fat.
A little warning next time, maybe?
Oh, fat. Sweet fat.
Why do we need fat?
The body needs some fat to cushion and help protect your bones and organs. This layer of fat also helps keep you nice and toasty warm.
Nice. What else is down here?
See that thing over there?
I know what that is. That's a hair follicle. So the hair starts all the way down here
and goes all the way up here.
I bet the hair does it at a more reasonable speed.
Ooh, I forgot. Near the base of the hair, there are little muscles called erector pili that tighten when you're cold and pull the hair so it stands up straight. It's called the pilometer reflex.
Fancy word.
And that's what makes all those little bumps pop up on your skin.
You mean goosebumps?
The very same. Remember those blood vessels we saw in the dermis?
Yes.
These ones.
Yes, those ones.
When you're cold, they make themselves really small to keep all your nice warm blood far away from the cold air outside your skin.
Don't you dare. You were saying?
When you're hot, those blood vessels bring all the blood closer to the surface of the skin so it can cool down faster.
Is that why when I run a lot, my face gets red?
It is precisely why. And the sweat glands help here, too. They produce a lot of sweat on the surface of your skin, which evaporates and disappears, cooling you down in the process.
Next time, I'm driving.
All right, you can drive in the sequel. Under the Surface of the Skin 2, Chloe Takes the Lever.
Sweet. Now give me some skin.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are here with the Rhinestone Rhino, and he would like to talk a little bit more about the skin and the thickness of the skin.
Yeah. That's why I came down here. Wanted to get clear things up with the audience here, you know, so they can understand why having a thick skin with a lot of blood vessels near the surface actually makes me kind of sensitive guy, you know, just because I'm so big. And I have a reputation for being kind of mean. People sometimes think, like, I'm mean, you know, and I don't care. But actually, I care a lot. I care more than most creatures about what people think and say about me. And because I can't see very well, sometimes I get really worried about what people are saying and thinking about me. And I just get mad.
All right, yeah, and we're going to talk more about how you cope with those feelings in just a moment. But first, let's find out, how do you cope with keeping your skin protected? What are the things that you do to help take care of that?
Well, one of my best friends is actually mud.
Mud. What a great subject for March in Vermont, which is when we're recording the show. You know, March in Vermont is all about mud. I'm pretty sure the listeners can relate to that.
Well, yeah. So I love mud. I like to take a bath in mud. And I like to get it all over my skin. It protects me from sunburn and from some of those pesky bugs and stuff.
Okay, well, cool. I happen to have a couple of shout-outs to mud and to taking a bath. Here we go, folks.
Mud is slimy. this splash, I was taking a bath on about a Saturday night. Rubbed up, relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? They were a splishing and a splashing, feeling with a feeling, moving in a grooving, rocking and a rolling. I saw the whole game dancing on my living room rug. Flip flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was Lollipop and a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. And then a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, there was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with a feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splash. Hey,
see a saxophone in the studio. Hey, I've always wanted to ask it some questions. I think I will. Well, hi. How are you? Hey, what did you have for breakfast today? You like to read, don't you? What do you like about reading? And how is it possible to wear sneakers and make music at the same time? On the beach or at home? Well, I'll be doggone. If you're going to be that way about it. Well, that just about says it all. Thank you.
Well, that was a very interesting interview that Rafi was having with that saxophone. And he had questions he had always wanted to ask a saxophone. And here I am, lucky person that I am. I am in the studio with the Rhinestone Rhino. And I am able to ask questions and come to understand rhinoceri a lot better because now I'm speaking with one. And I'm so honored to have you in the studio here today, the Rhinestone Rhino.
Well, yeah, I'm very honored to be here, too, because, you know, there's a lot of things I want to clear up, you know, like about our thick skin and everything.
All right. Well, we did talk a bit about that. We learned about skin, and we learned about how thickness does not necessarily make you less sensitive. It might actually make you more sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, we rhinos, we can be very sensitive and argumentative. We've been known for that. And we're trying to work on that reputation. That's another thing I wanted to come and talk about.
Okay. Okay, so I'm so honored to have you, the Rhinestone Rhino. I had never actually met you before this week, and I'm really glad to know you.
What? 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 You mean you've never heard of me? I thought I was world famous.
Well, you might be world famous. What are you world famous for?
Well, for singing, you know, because I thought everybody knew who I am. I'm a rhinestone rhino. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard that one before?
I think I've heard that one before, but I didn't know it was a rhino singing that song.
Well, yeah, that's me. That's me. And I just wanted folks to know that we rhinos were really working on our argumentative behavior, and we're trying to get along better with others. In fact, we've come to a peace agreement, you know, when we go to the watering hole to get our mud on our skin, you know, we all get along. We all get along when it's bath time. When it's time to drink some water, we all get along and we don't fight. So that's been a big step forward. And another thing is we found ways to cope with our sensitivity. Some of us like to tap dance. Some of us like to sing. Some of us even play the saxophone.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of horn instruments are popular amongst rhinos.
Well, that's a big misconception. Just because we all have horns doesn't mean that we all play horns. Some of us play other instruments. In fact, I use my voice. And that's another thing people don't know is rhinos have amazing sounds that we can make. And so I sing, and then that generally helps me feel better.
Well, how does singing help you feel better?
Well, because it reminds me of who I am, who my real true nature is, and what a beautiful creature I really am. And then, when I know that inside myself, who I am, that I'm this amazing rhinoceros, then I don't really care what people think or say, and then I can just go about my business and have fun.
Well, I am so glad that you found a way to feel that way. I wish everybody could find a way to feel that way.
Well, yeah, you gotta find out what does it for you. You know, singing does it for me. Tap dancing does it for my friend there. Everybody's got a certain thing, but music can be really, really helpful, and I came to ask you a question now.
Oh, great, great. I love when the interview goes both ways. Okay, so I've asked you a bunch of questions. What do you want to ask me?
Well, I want to know more about this Bobby McFerrin, because he's been making all that beautiful sound behind the story. In fact, can you hear him now? Listen, guys, listen. That's Bobby back there. He's making all that beautiful sound just with his body, with his voice, and tapping on his chest and clapping his hands. And I want to know more about how he does that.
Well, that's a great question. I love that you are so curious about Bobby McFerrin, because actually I'm very curious about how he learned, you know, to make all those amazing sounds. And so actually I found an amazing interview with Bobby. We're going to listen to it right now. And he's going to explain how he started learning how to turn his body into an instrument. And he actually is going to explain that the first song he made up was when he was 1.5 years old. Only 1.5 years old, and he's already making up music.
Wow. That's really, really, really neato. I like that.
Yeah, so when did you start singing, Rhinestone Rhino?
Well, I started singing when I was pretty young, too. I don't think it was 1.5, though, but my mama started singing and making all kinds of noises, and I started kind of copying her.
Well, yeah, and that's one way people learn. You know, they copy other people. Bobby actually didn't listen to other music. He only played his own for a long time until he got the hang of it. Let's listen to this interview, and then let's celebrate singing. What do you say?
I am always ready to celebrate singing because As everyone should know by now, who I am? I'm a rhinestone rhino.
A year and a half. It went.
All right. I'm sorry about that. Here we go. We've got the interview with Bobby McFerrin starting right now. Okay, let's get comfortable. Here we go.
I remember my first song. I was probably about a year and a half. And it went, E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T-E-I-N-T- And I did a lot of things to get my intonation together, you know, singing octaves, singing, you know, intervals of tenths, you know, just lots of different exercises. And then I use breathing as a percussive device lots of times, you know, like, see. You know, so I can inhale, and but I use it, you know, in a musical way. So I could see myself on stage alone, but I couldn't hear it. I didn't have any idea what it sounded like, but I could see myself. So I basically, for 2 years, without listening to any other singer, would go into my room with my tape recorder and just start singing. And I knew that my goal was to simply give enough information to the audience that when I left, say, for example, if I gave them enough melody and left the melody to sing a bass line or a percussive line or something harmonically, that they had enough information to continue the melody on their own in their own imagination. They would sing it. They'd fill in the blanks. And I stuck on the bass line for a while. And then I left it. They would still hear the bass line. I was influenced by my dad. I would watch my father teach. I would watch him study music, you know. And it was the same. It's been the same with my children. I have 3 children, and you know, my son Taylor and my daughter, the oldest and the youngest, are both musicians. My middle child has a lovely, lovely voice, you know. So they're all deeply influenced by music. The only thing that I do, percussive-wise, is I play, you know, bass snare on my chest. You know, with my son doing it, you know, he's sort of introduced me into this world of beatboxing, and there's some extraordinary things going on out there. Man, I mean, you know, but it's just a testament of, you know, the wide color palette and the range of the human voice, the things that they can do. I mean, think of all the languages in the world, all the different sounds that the human voice box can make, you know? It's just astounding. And when I was working on my technique, one of the things that I was most interested was the sounds of languages more than the sounds of instruments. You know, I never set out to say, okay, today I'm going to work on sounding like a trumpet. Today I'm going to work on sounding like a French horn or an oboe or a violin. I never thought that. My thinking was, wow, listen to the sound of the French people speak. Listen to the sound of the African people speak. Listen to the sound of the Italian people. You know, the different sounds that they make. It's the same instrument. Everybody's got the same equipment, the same stuff, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different sounds from all these different cultures all over the world. Hey, listen, man, this is a gift. You know, I don't own it. You know, and why not? You know, I've got something to give here. I freely give it to you. You take it and do with it whatever you want with it. As long as it's redeeming. You know, as long as it's positive and builds people up. You know, it needs to be used for some kind of redeeming work. You know, to lift people's spirits, lift their souls. It's time to go. Don't worry, be happy.
baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, that's fabulous. That's nice. It's amazing how you do that.
Yeah. Listen, David, Olivia, and Craig, this is Bobby McFerrin.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yeah, listen, and if you think that's something, he can do all that and sing the alphabet same time. Yes, you can.
Get out of here. He can't sing the alphabet.
Yes, he can. Watch this.
Oh,
go ahead. Lay it on him, Bobby.
Here we go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, and Y, and Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, and Y, and Z. I told you.
Amazing. Listen, yes, Don, could you teach us to do that?
Yeah, well, I can try.
Oh, okay.
Now, let me give you a pitch. Sing the alphabet, you know, the regular way that you know it, and I'll accompany you. How's that? Okay.
A, B, C, D, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I've sung my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? Yes, indeed!
All right!
Yes, indeed.
I had an old dog and his name it was Spider. His legs were so wide and his grin was wider. All black, white, and brown, the best dog in town. Yes, of all the town dogs, he was king. Now when I would tune up my fiddle and bow, that dog, he would tilt back his little head so. He'd raise up his nose, his eyes he would close, and he'd sing, sing, sing. Sing, Spider, come sing me a tune. Come howl at the mountain, come bay at the moon. I'll play on my fiddle, I'll tickle the string. If you sing, Spider, sing. I went for a spree and I flew in a glider. I looked down below me and there I saw Spider. He ran up the hill and he took a great spill. And he ran all around in the ring. I soared through the air and I made a great loop. I came up behind him and made a great swoop. And as I swooshed by, I leaned out the crack. Come on, sing, Spider, sing. Sing, Spider, come sing me a tune. Come a howl at the mountain, come bay at the moon. I'll play on my fiddle, I'll tickle the string. If you sing, Spider, sing. You don't have to fetch me my slippers, though that's what some good doggies do. I just want to hear a song in my ear. You're a good dog too. I rode on a train that went up to Alaska, but then I got bored and got off in Nebraska. I stood in the rain way out on the plain. I couldn't see anything. My pockets were empty, the future looked black, but something was wriggling down in my back. From his hiding place he came licking my face. I cried, sing, Spider, sing. Sing, Spider, come sing me a tune. Come a howl at the mountain, come bay at the moon. I'll play on my fiddle, I'll tickle the string. If you sing, Spider, sing. My slippers, though that's what some good doggies do. I just want to hear a song in my ear. You're a good dog too. I had an old dog and
so wide. And his grin, it was wider, all black, white, and brown, the best dog in town. Yes, of all the town dogs, he was king. Now when I would tune up my fiddle and bow, that doggy would tilt back his little head so. He'd raise up his nose, his eyes he would close, and he'd sing, sing, sing. Sing, spider, come sing me a tune. Come a howl at the mountain, come bay at the moon. I'll play on my fiddle, I'll tickle the string. If you sing, spider, sing. I'll play on my fiddle, I'll tickle the string. If you sing, spider, sing.
His friends called him Joe, and black were his back and his wing. And all of the other crows laughed at him so, for Joe really wanted to sing. A simple caw-caw wasn't music enough for feelings Joe felt deep inside. So in spite of the laughter he heard every day, Joe flapped his wings and he tried. He went caw, caw, caw. Joe gave it the best that he had. But call, 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 I'm sorry to say it was bad. The other crows called, they laughed and guffawed to hear poor Joe trying his best. And though all their jeers nearly brought him to tears, he bravely went on with his quest. For Joe was a dreamer and he dared to dream that one day he'd stand in the ring and hear a vast hush as the world fell silent for the crow that wanted to sing. He went caw, 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 though he gave it the best that he had. Caw, caw, caw. I'm sorry to say it was bad. One day in his tree, in his worst misery, Joe wondered just why he'd been born. His nest was a sight, his feathers a fright, his good heart felt tattered and torn. Then his wife and his children all gathered around, as evening stars twinkled above. They nestled themselves warmly under his wing, and they said, Daddy, tell us of love. And as Joe thought of how he felt full of love now, and of all of the joy love could bring, a miracle happened in that willow tree. A crow really started to sing. He sang love, love, love is the answer, he sang in a voice so clear. Love, love, love is the answer, and love is the reason we're here. He sang love, love, love is the answer, he sang in a voice so clear. Love, love, love is the answer, and love is the reason we're here. His friends called him Joe, and black were his back and his wing. His message to you is that dreams can come true, for Joe finally learned how to sing.
I've been here in the station with my rhino friends. Can you hear them in the background there? And I know just how Joe feels because I want to sing too. And so Joe learning how to sing, the crow, I think that was a great way to end the show today. Can you hear the rhinos learning to sing in the background too? Yes. And singing can definitely change our mood. It can definitely remind us that love is the answer. And it's the reason we're here. And once we remember that, you know, everything is great. And just like Bobby McFerrin was saying, you know, if you have a gift, give it freely. Freely give it up. And then see what comes, especially if your gift is about positivity and lifting people up. You know, those are the kinds of gifts that just keep it rolling here on planet Earth. And we all make different sounds, like all the different languages in the world. And wow, listen to those rhino sounds, all the different sounds that rhinos can make. Who knew, right? So we're always learning about each other. That's why I loved having the Rhinestone Rhino here today to help us celebrate skin. Not only the power of singing, but the power of skin, right? That the thickness of skin does not necessarily mean a person or a creature is less sensitive. Just like a thick skin on a rhino does not mean that they have no feelings, right? It's quite the opposite. Well, what about us humans with our thin skin? Does that mean we are less sensitive? Well, no, actually. I know plenty of humans who are just as sensitive as the Rhinestone Rhino. Maybe you do too, right? And so we cannot judge people based on their skin, or any other animal for that matter. And the point, of course, is to create enough watering holes where we can all come together, despite our differences of opinion and differences in thickness of skin and differences in voices and what we like to sing about. And we can all come together at the watering hole. And that's kind of what WGDR is, I think. That's kind of what this Amy's Kids show is all about. And we love to come on this show and celebrate all the wonderful things in the world. And we are not discriminating. We will celebrate singing. We will celebrate skin. And we'll do it all in one show, because that's how magic works. Okay, I think the rhinos are getting ready to hit the road. Yeah, don't worry. I'll fix everything in here. I'll put the chairs all back and everything. Don't worry, station managers out there. Might be a little bit nervous about rhinos in the station. We've been very careful, haven't we, guys? Yes, we have. All right. Well, thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. I hope you'll join again next week, because who knows who's going to show up? I don't even know who's going to show up, who I might meet while I'm walking down the street. You guys remember that love is the answer, and you're the greatest. Thanks for joining me.
Sing it note for note.